This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Pentagon is ready to ship Ukraine a massive military package once a funding bill is signed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
U.S. officials say it includes what Ukraine desperately needs, including air defense munitions and artillery rounds. Some will arrive within days of the president signing the bill, and White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it can't happen soon enough, noting Russia's used the lag in U.S. aid deliveries to badly outgun the Ukrainians.
So we've got to try to make up some of that time.
The weapons infusion comes as British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced a $620 million package for Ukraine.
The largest ever package of UK military equipment,
including long-range missiles and ammunition. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN's Human Rights Office Tuesday called for an international investigation into reports of mass graves at two Gaza hospitals destroyed in Israeli sieges, saying war crimes may have been committed. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters at a briefing at UN headquarters in Geneva, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said the office was horrified by the destruction of Gaza's biggest hospital, El Shifa in Gaza City, and its second largest, the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis.
In relation to Al-Nasser, the Gaza government media office announced that 283 bodies were recovered, of which 42 have been identified. Victims had reportedly been buried deep in the ground and covered with waste.
In a statement, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk demanded independent, effective, and transparent investigations into the deaths that should include international investigators. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dutch intelligence sees the wars in Gaza and Ukraine as triggers for terrorist threats. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Dutch National Intelligence Agency says threats targeting the Netherlands are increasingly connected to worldwide turmoil, including the wars in Gaza and Ukraine. The General Intelligence and Security Service, in its annual report, says the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza and the destruction of a Quran outside Parliament last year are trigger events for extremists. The agency's director general tells the Associated Press that he's particularly concerned about big events, noting the agency is working closely with French authorities to prevent incidents during the Paris Olympics this summer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The British Parliament has finally passed legislation to send some migrants to Rwanda under Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's controversial plan aimed at deterring risky English Channel crossings by people desperate to reach the UK. The latest version of the plan, beset by court challenges and legislative battles, was approved early Tuesday, delivering what Sunak hopes will be a much-needed political victory and fulfill his pledge to, quote, stop the boats. Human rights activists say the plan is illegal and inhumane, and migrant advocates have vowed to continue the fight against it. Sunak says the first flights can leave in July. European Council President Charles Michel has pledged support to help Senegal tackle the causes of immigration. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Michel told FI that the European Union has an objective interest in Senegal's challenges of development, economic emergence, and improved living conditions. A record 39,910 migrants from West Africa arrived in Spain's Canary Islands last year, according to Spanish Interior Ministry data. Rights group Walking Borders says more than 6,000 people lost their lives on the dangerous sea crossing. FI, who is popular among young people in Senegal dissatisfied by unemployment and the high cost of living, said a gradual reduction of the budget deficit was a priority for his government. Senegal is the first of three West African countries being visited by Michel this week.
David Doyle from Reuters, a Peruvian psychologist who had an incurable disease that weakened her muscles and left her bedridden for several years, died by euthanasia. Ana Estrada is the first person in the country to obtain the right to die with medical assistance. She had fought for years in Peruvian courts for the right to die with dignity and became a celebrity in the current conservative country where euthanasia and assisted suicide are illegal. In 2022, Estrada was granted an exception by the nation's Supreme Court, which upheld a ruling by a lower court that gave Estrada the right to decide when to end her life. It also said that those who helped her would not be punished. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.